It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between, Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Welcome to a Fractious Friday, and also always a Fab Four Friday, because we do play the Fab Four, the Beatles, for all of our bumper music in and out. It's also National Autism Month, and I mention that because I'm wearing my autism watch today, and I'll have Chaz Martinez comment on that in just a few minutes. Yeah, Chaz is my guest today, and also I have my little lapel pin on. If you don't know anything about autism, I invite you to pick up your phone and Google autism and learn a little bit about it today, or one day this month if you're busy or you're driving, you know, sometime I'd like for you to learn a little bit about autism. I have an autistic grandson, high functioning. I'm very fortunate. My family is very fortunate, my son and his wife. But you need to know just a little bit more about autism. This morning on the Today Show, they did a great piece about a young boy who has autism, and his dad actually started a popcorn business for the son. And all the employees that work there are autistic. He won't go to high-tech machinery because he knows he employs all these autistic kids. It was a great story. So I invite you to learn just a little bit more about autism during the month of autism, which is the entire month. Speak Out is live every single day. We're from the Laughlin Mall. We're going to be dark on Monday. I have to have knee surgery, and it was supposed to be at 1 o'clock. Now they've moved it up to 11. So, and that's in Las Vegas, which means I won't be on the air Monday. So Dennis Prager and his friends will pop in here and fill in for me. I'll give you a little bit of weather for the Colorado River Valley. It's going to get up to 94 today, which means when I get off today, I won't be able to walk the puppies. I just have to babysit them. Because it'll be too warm. Tomorrow's 99. I might take Duke down to the farmer's market tomorrow in Bullhead City. What a great morning that will be. Sunday, we hit 100 degrees, our first 100 day along the Colorado River. But then Monday, we drop back down to 97 and then 94 on Tuesday. So it's going to pick up, but it's also going to drop off a little bit. So. Speak Out. Oh, let me go back up. Let's talk about sports. I'm glad you asked. Tonight we had the Arizona Diamondbacks game two with the Padres, 7:10 on KNTR Sports. That is 94.3 or 100.5. And yeah, no, they're not. Paul Lavoie says, take the dogs to the river. Well, I could take one at a time, but when you have two puppies that are 10 months old and full of energy, you don't take them, and when you're 66, you don't take them both to the river, because they would drag you out to about mile marker 7 or something. They would take me down. We can only take one at a time when we're doing something with them, because they're that strong. Speaking of sports, March Madness is back tomorrow. That's right. Game at 1:30 and a game at 9 p.m., so tune in. And then on Sunday, we have the Diamondbacks and the Padres again at 1:10. Then the Coyotes and the Ducks take to the ice at 6 p.m. And then Monday, we have, March Madness again. The final men's and the final women are playing today. We don't have them on the air, but they're playing today. I saw that this morning on the news. All right, Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by the Laughlin Outlet Mall, where we broadcast from. We got three restaurants here. Good food at all of them. you know, because they're ma pa type restaurants. So, you know, they take the time to make the food right. So if you're ever thinking, where do we want to go for lunch? Come over here to the mall. Then you can wander upstairs and get sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, chocolate, boots, vitamins, Pendletons, shoes, hats, gifts, watches, vape products, art, Boys and Girls Club thrift store. Then outside, jet skis, and this weekend you might want to rent one. The pet daycare, put your pets in there while you go rent a jet ski. Medical clinic, dollar store, nail salon, a bar, and a whole lot more. And no, there are no plans to tear it down, and there are no plans to sell it. So when you hear those rumors, tell them, I'm sorry, they're not true. Christina told me, yeah. Mojave Electric Cooperative, you know, they're teaming up with TWN to bring fiber-based internet to our community. Well, that also means that MEC is going to have fiber-based internet lines to your home, and they're going to be able to do more with your power. They're going to know your power's out before you call them and tell them. How cool is that going to be? So they're partnering with TWN, and unfortunately, I did see somewhere how many feet they've already put out, and I didn't write it down. So I'll have that for you Tuesday. How's that? Fiber-based technology ensures you have access to faster internet speeds, keeping your home or your business connected. Yes. And don't forget your co-op connection card. You get that from MEC. Stop by their offices on Hancock Road and pick one up. You save at Cold Stone Creamy, Little Caesars Pizza, IHOP, D'Angelo's Deli, Dandy's Donuts. Why do I do the food all the time? Am I always hungry when I'm in here? Laughlin River Tours, okay? Mills Tours, Mojave Shred. Just a few places you save money with that co-op connection card. So pick one up today if you like to save money. You know, if you don't, yeah, don't bother. Legacy Rehab and Care Center. They continue to be a 4-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Their services continue to be physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists, and they are constantly sanitizing the building. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 758-1404. And by all means, check that out if you know someone who might need those services. All right. We're also brought to you by Walker Service Electric. Walker electricians are all over Mojave County each and every day. They take care of residential issues. They take care of commercial issues, new construction, high line power. They can do it all. I saw them yesterday. They were at Revive. One of their trucks was there at Revive Behavioral Health on Silver Creek Road, because I live off of Silver Creek, so as I drive around, you know, I pay attention to what's going on. So Walker Service Electric was at Revive yesterday. So if you need an electrician, available 24/7, pick up your phone and call 718-9444 and put that number in your phone, because electrical issues don't happen Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. You might need to call them after 5, and if you got the number in your cell phone, 718-9444, Walker Service Electric. We're also brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Barron Services, Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, and TWN Communications. And now into the studio, we have with us Mr. Chaz Martinez, he's busy taking my picture here right now. Okay, do you get it? Okay, now, put that headphone on. He's been over there texting and emailing and doing all this stuff. And
I got a message from Paul Lavoie.
What did Paul Lavoie say?
He said that you needed a National Dyslexic Day or something. Dyslexic Day.
I need those all the time, especially when I'm reading live commercials. And I say, you know, something wrong, then I get a call from Legacy, then they go, you know, we do speech rehab.
There you go.
Yeah, I know. So, how are you?
I'm great. And
you're wearing pink today, all bright on a...
I know it. I'm
on a beautiful...
Kind of,
yeah. Yeah, on a beautiful 94-degree day in Bullhead.
I know. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Yeah, the heat's coming.
Check out this autistic watch.
Oh, my God. Look at that. Yeah. You are artsy-fartsy today.
I know. And then I got my little pin here for autism awareness.
Oh, my God. Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how's Talus Harbor?
Oh, my God.
We haven't heard from you for a while.
We're booming. You know, we... we heard the voices in Western Arizona that said, we are so happy that there's a behavioral health hospital now.
Right.
And but we were only taking geriatrics when we first opened at this time last year.
Yeah.
And the need was so much from all the emergency rooms in the hospitals in Western Arizona, and I'm not talking about just Lake Havasu Regional Medical Center,
right,
or Valley View or Kingman Regional Medical Center or Warmsee. I'm talking about La Paz. I'm talking about Yuma. I'm talking about Barso. I'm talking about Needles.
Right.
I'm talking about even Spectrum and Valley Verde out in Yavapai County.
They were calling you saying, do you have room for a 40-year-old?
Exactly.
Or for a 22-year-old?
We were getting all that, and so we had a discussion about how we would handle that, and we do specialize in geriatrics because we,
right,
you know, that's it. But we are taking all adults 18 plus now.
That's good. That's a true benefit to our community.
It really is, and so that has expanded our our census. So more people are coming in on regular, and then because of that, we hired one of the best nurses that we had working for us.
Oh.
She now has a new job title, and her name is Brenda Parrish, a wonderful RN, and she is our intake coordinator nurse.
Okay.
And so how it works is that many times when we get a referral, let's say Valley View calls us and says, we have a patient that is having some type of episodes.
Right.
And because their primary diagnosis has to be of a psychiatric nature. But let's say they have some other things going on. Maybe they have autism. Maybe they have some other things.
A broken leg.
Exactly.
Diabetes.
Maybe during this episode they fell through a glass window and they're having wound care needs.
Right.
Because we're a hospital, we take comorbidities. What Brenda is
explain to our listeners what comorbidities is because a lot of them don't know.
It means that there are multiple things going on with them medically and psychiatrically.
Oh, okay.
And so that that we're able to handle most often those cases. If
right.
if it's a higher level of care, of course we can't. We're not. We don't have an ICU or anything.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But
you're not a trauma center.
Right. We're not a trauma center. But what Brenda, because she's such a fantastic nurse, when those referrals come over, she's able to interpret all that data.
Good.
So it makes the admission process it expedites everything, because when you're in an ER or you're calling, the case manager's calling from a hospital,
right,
what they're really looking for is an immediate solution.
Sure. Yeah.
And a lot of times when the referral comes and there's all this medical information going on, and it's going to go to the nurse practitioner, it's going to go to the medical director, the charge nurse is going to look at it. All these things are going to happen that are time consuming.
Sure.
And as they should be, because everybody wants to be thorough and make the right decision. But now we have somebody that, as their job is to narrow down that information to present to the medical director for admission.
Okay.
So I will be more out on the field from now on, because before I was always working with referrals.
I know,
and
you were doing it.
Right.
Yeah.
And
you have no.
Right.
You're not even an EMT.
Right. I was 50 years ago.
Oh, well, that counts.
Yeah. So one of the things that I get to do is just start to broaden our branding and really work with all of our relationship building with all the facilities.
Which is important, because that's why you were hired.
That's why I was hired.
You were hired to do that.
Yes.
But unfortunately, you were wearing 3 and 4 hats in there for quite a while.
Well, I'm still working as the plant ops person, because we're in transition right now. And luckily, Kindred Healthcare, which manages Talus Harbor Hospital, they sent an expert, and his name is Aubrey Smith, and he is If there was anybody that knew anything about hospitals, facilities, and everything that goes on, you know, from a generator to the air and heating system, everything,
okay.
He is an expert on that.
Good.
And so he's been spending the week with me, and we've been going through everything. And, of course, we're currently looking for a facilities plant ops person.
So now, it's a brand-new building, so there's not a whole lot of things going wrong.
No, but everything has to be documented in compliance for the state.
Ah.
And so it's not just keeping things running, it's keeping things
certified.
Documented and certified. So
okay.
He's an expert at that. So we've been working all week on that. And so it's been a very exciting, and we have all the we finally got full staff with RNs. I mean there isn't a facility around here, Warm Sea, Valley View,
they all need RNs,
hospice care, outpatient clinics that aren't always looking for RNs.
My wife gets a text almost every day, somebody wants to say, can we offer you a job? And it's like, whoa, I have one, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, a good medical professionals are we're hard to find, but we're finding more of them.
Exactly. Let us take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more with Chaz Martinez. If you have a question,
702-298-1063. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we're here to make sure your family is protected through all stages of life. Knowing your loved ones will be taken care of can give you a peace of mind and a true sense of family security. In Bullhead City, Greg Eidsness will take his time to sit with you and design the perfect protection for your family, a plan that can grow and change as your family does. Call Greg today, 763-8464. 763-8464. It never hurts to sit down and talk, and questions are free. 763-8464.
Playing around with electricity is never recommended. Calling a professional is. Walker Service Electric has served Mojave County for 27 years. Minor home repairs, replacements, add-on, remodel, or upgrades. Walker Service Electric handles everything commercial and industrial, from the ground up and maintenance contracts, 24/7. The Walker team is all about customer service and quality work at a fair price. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, President and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. Historic low interest rates are still here, and it's time to refinance before it's too late. The time to act is now. Grab your spouse and call us here at Mojave Mortgage. We can help you refinance without the hassle. Act now before these historic rates are gone. Visit MojaveMortgages.com to get started. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
And MLS number 1830581.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that. Your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Camping on Lake Mojave, I got stung by a scorpion.
It hurts! Oh, it hurts!
I felt queasy, I went to the ER. Bam! $500 copay. You don't want this to happen to you, your kids, or maybe your wife. Warm weather brings out the creepy crawlers, scorpions, spiders, vinegaroons, blah, 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 blah. Keep them out of your yard and your house by calling Baron Pest Solutions, 758-5499. Baron Pest Solutions, quality experience family.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Each and every day, we're brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, serving Laughlin, Bullhead City, and Fort Mojave with clean, sanitized facilities. They have the Laughlin Walk-In here, the mall. Then they have the Fort Mojave Walk-In on Highway 95 across from Casa Serrano, the Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 by Target. Then, of course, they have the Imaging Center at Hancock Road and Train. They have the Outpatient Rehabilitation Center on Silver Creek Road at Gold Rush. Over on the Parkway, Warm Sea has a wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, podiatrists, and family doctors, and then, of course, the hospital on Silver Creek Road. If you don't feel well or you have medical questions, feel free to call 763-2273, 763-CARE. Claudia answers the phone, and she'll transfer you to anybody you need to speak to. We're also brought to you by Arizona Comfort Solutions, experts in comfortable. They want you comfortable in your home or office, and, you know, you heard me reading the temperatures. It's going to get warm. So if you don't have your air conditioning or your swamper tuned up, now's the time to call them. Today. Don't wait. Don't wait. It's going to be 100 on Sunday, and you're going to go, oh, I should have called on Friday. They can also take care of your thermostat and all that good stuff. You know, they can just service it or just put it in fine-tune operation for you for the summer. Call 758-2400. That's what they do, 758-2400. We're also brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Is it time for you to take another look at your life insurance policy? How about your auto insurance? I just got a new vehicle. I had to change my auto insurance. How about your home insurance or commercial? And Greg Eignis, he takes care of farms and ranches, too. Who knew? Yeah, I guess that's why they're Farm Bureau. So call Greg, make an appointment, go in, drag those policies out of the bottom of your desk drawer or your dresser drawer, and call 763-8464. Go in and sit down with Greg or David or Stephanie and let them see if they can save you a little bit of money or maybe, you know, fine-tune your policies for you. That's what they do. We're also brought to you by Barron Services, Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, TWN Communications, Walker Service Electric, Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Mojave Electric Cooperative, and the Laughlin Outlet Mall. Back in the studio with Chaz Martinez here for the day. Are you finding now that they're already talking about expanding the facility? Because now all of a sudden, when you're bringing in all adults from all over, are you crowded sometimes?
Well, we're not crowded, but because, and, you know, it really still is a very specific hospital.
Right.
So
and most of the stays, most of the patients there are short period of time?
They're short period of time. And also, you know, we have other great facilities in our county that take people that are having a mental health issue.
Okay.
But they are part of, they're like their only access. So you have the KRMs, you have the Kingman Recovery Unit, part of Southwest. You have
right.
the PUF unit, which is part of Mojave Mental Health. So they have limited, I think they have 10 beds each.
Right.
But they don't do comorbidities. So many times if somebody comes in there and they have some kind of medical issue, they're going to just actually send them back to the ER.
Right.
So there is some help. Now, we also do detox. So I want everybody to know that there is a detox place in our county now.
And that's something that you need before you go into rehab.
Right.
And
so
this is a different rehab than legacy rehab, by the way, folks. This is therapy rehab for drug abuse or alcohol abuse.
Right. And yeah, so we're doing the medical detox and the detox. And so I've been working very, very close with Revive.
Right, Chris.
So,
yeah.
Right, with Chris. And Amber is their admissions person.
Right.
So what happens when somebody comes from the ER and they're having a problem with drugs and alcohol, and once they get stabilized and they're medically cleared to come to us, they can spend a few weeks with us, and our social worker can then immediately, because when somebody gets admitted, that's when discharge planning's already in happening.
Right.
So we're looking for the best post-treatment program for anybody that comes to Talus Harbor Hospital.
Because, number one, if they're medical, they might need to follow up with a doctor or
right.
physical therapy. Or, number two, if they've got a mental issue, they might need to seek regular counseling.
Right. And so all that stuff's happening, but we want to work in, we want to collaborate with any other resources in our community that provide services for people to have a more self-directed life and
right.
to live healthier.
And that's the big part right there. Once they leave, that they continue to get the services they need until they're all better.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of this, that all better may be a forever ongoing
counseling, medication. Treatment.
Absolutely.
Right, yeah.
So somebody that has diabetes, they're going to take their insulin. They're going to take
Tell me about it.
Right, okay. So,
I'm on pills so far. I'm not on insulin, but...
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I'm lucky. I'm lucky.
Well, good.
And one of the problems that we see, and I hear it from professionals too, is if you have a mental issue, you're prescribed, you know, pills to keep you balanced. And then after a year or two, they think, well, I'm doing really good here. I can stop taking them. And,
right.
And then all of a sudden, they crash. Because they forgot that those pills are keeping them stable every day.
Right. Well, that's part of the illness that people tell, you know, their mind convinces them that they don't need certain type of treatment.
Right.
So that's why in post-treatment, people are doing things like DBT and CBT.
Well,
cognitive behavioral therapy is working with people to change certain behaviors so that they can live a better life.
Okay.
The DBT is helping people deal with emotional response. So, many times people that are having some kind of mental health issues, there's a lot of drama going on in their life.
Right.
They react to things differently. They're maybe more sensitive. Other things are going on. I'm not a doctor, so I can't give you precise stuff. But in post-treatment, some of those things are very, very helpful ongoing for people to learn how to change their behaviors. So I'll give you an example. I'm real proud of Revive because they're starting 12-step programs up there.
Right.
And they just ordered a whole bunch of books from the central office, which is kind of the hub for alcoholic and drug recovery in Western Arizona, actually.
Okay.
And so in that 12-step program, it's a one day at a time process of some of that cognitive behavioral therapy and some of that DBT. Maybe it's not called that medically, but per their program, one day at a time, they're learning how to not react and to change certain behaviors to give them a more rewarding life.
Right.
So Revive has that. So when we have somebody that comes from the ER that is getting better, we know when we send them to Revive that's a positive post-treatment plan. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Chris and Kevin and Amber and all your staff. I really want to give a shout-out to you guys. We appreciate that you're here.
Well, and we've needed them for a long time. You know, there's always been a 10-bed facility that Southwest Behavior had in Marina Point, but Revive has 90 beds, and they're co-ed, and so they're taking men and women and helping them beat the battle.
And talk about cognitive behavioral therapy. I mean, up there, they're not only just doing, like, meditation and 12-step programs and therapy. But I talked to Chris last week, and he was in Phoenix, and he was coming. I said, "Are you coming back on Monday?" He goes, "No, I'm coming back on Sunday."
Sunday.
And you know why he's coming back on Sunday?
He's teaching.
He does a workout.
Therapy.
He does a workout program with them. Boy,
yes.
We could all need some of that.
I know. I think I'm going to start scheduling myself to
Me
go
too,
by there
after
on
I ate
Sundays.
That whole sourdough bread from Honey Bakery.
Yes. Yeah. I know. We all need a little fine tuning.
Yes.
Yeah. I know.
So that's one of the things that I'm very proud about Talus Harbor Hospital, is that we want our census to go up. We want to get referrals from all the hospitals and facilities, but we understand we're not the one and only that can provide a better situation for people to get healthier, and we need to collaborate with other facilities so that we can all work together.
And that's what's unique. You're taking the position of you might not be the fix, but somebody else might be for this person.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
amazing because most places don't think like that.
And you know what? I'm so proud. I got a call from John, one of the sheriffs at I know him a long time. He's content. John Wilson.
Okay.
Sheriff. Thank you, John. A shout out to you. So they're having a situation with a homeless camp, and I trained the police and the sheriff's department with mental health, and I love it when it comes back to me when I get a call from one of them and they go, "Listen, Chaz, we're going to go there because we have to make some changes in that situation."
Sure.
but we don't want to do anything inappropriate. We want to act with some compassion. So can you help us work with that? So, of course, I get on the
horn. What a phone call that is.
Right, huh? Right. Mm-hmm. And so that's the, you know, public service. That, yeah. That's a great, you know, I'm just so proud of our sheriff's department.
New attitude.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And so immediately I got on the horn with Patty Jacks from Catholic Charities Pathway,
right,
who does outreach throughout the county. And she's getting a hold of Catherine over at the homeless shelter because we're trying to figure out. I call Nancy Mongeau. I go, listen, I know that you helped build it with the financing and money from Legacy, but you know, can you get down to why when they're opening? Because what we're going to do is we're going to meet on Monday. I got to call John today, so that we can have a plan of action, a compassionate plan B, plan A and plan B
for these individuals.
Deal.
Yeah,
right.
That's a big change because we didn't used to do that. Let us take a break. Let Chaz catch his breath, and we're going to come back and chat some more. 702-298-1063. If you have a question.
That's all I do. Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence, and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to meet the owner and staff, survey the facility, and receive the reassurance your canine will be cared for. From protection dog training to grooming to daycare, Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit RisenStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
Do you have pain in your knees or hips? Hello, I'm Dr. Smith Meads at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. We specialize in helping alleviate your joint pain. We can start with things that are less aggressive, such as physical therapy, anti-inflammatories, and injections, and trying to control your pain. Joint replacement surgery is also a possibility, and I'm here to provide that as well. It all starts with an office visit. Please call us today at 928-444-1491.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
Hello, my name is Tamlin Fager, and I'm a commercial lender at Horizon Community Bank. I know Horizon Community Bank has a great construction loan product, but that's not why I choose to work at Horizon Community Bank. Horizon Community Bank is a local bank, and I pride myself in creating great relationships. To meet your needs, this is why I do it. Horizon Community Bank, local lenders, local lending.
Hashtag Horizon has it. Horizon Community Bank, equal housing lender.
Try to win it the Horizon Bank way.
Spring is a great time for getting outside and getting things done, like trimming trees, cleaning your pool, landscaping, or even flying a kite. Unisource Energy Services reminds you that all these activities can bring you into contact with energized power lines, including some you may not notice until it's too late. So when you're working or playing outside, please be sure you know where the electric lines are. Look up, look around, stay away, stay alive. A message from Unisource Energy Services.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Barron Services. That's right, experts in pools. They can design them, install them, and maintain them for you. If you want one this year, you might be out of luck, though. You know, you get it. It takes time to do all that. Experts in alarm systems. Now, that they can do this week. Well, next week. Home or commercial. They can do complete installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring. Experts in landscaping, beautiful design, and complete installation. Experts in pest solutions. They can do residential or commercial, scheduled treatments or problem areas, and weed control. So, and weeds are going to come. The sun is shining. That's what they want. Call 758-5499 if you need Barron's. Mojave Mortgage. First of all, I got a text this morning, and I need to tell you that it is not true. Cal Sheehy did not call Mojave Mortgage and ask Chad Hansen to loan the city money. That didn't happen. Okay, they're okay. Yes, Chad has the money, but, you know, it's not. It was just a rumor. Cal Sheehy, the mayor of Havasu, did not call Chad. Okay, so if you hear that rumor, tell people no, it's not quite true. But Chad's got a bundle of money. He's got a vault underneath his chair, and he just pulls out money all the time and loans it out. Yeah. So if you want a new home or refi, or maybe you want a home in the Wallapies for the summer, or, you know, Williams, a nice little cabin up in Williams, well, you call Chad Hansen. He reaches underneath his chair and he pulls out the money. He goes, here you go. How much you need? There you go. He loans it to you. Gets the finest interest rate you can get. In fact, interest rates are what he calls the no-brainer right now. So get in there. Call him right now. 288-2691. Let him see what he can do for you. He can take a peek in that vault and see how much you need. 288-2691. We're also brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Arizona Comfort Solutions, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Walker Service Electric. Ran out of music. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Mojave Electric Cooperative, the Laughlin Outland Mall, TWN Communications, and Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. And back with Chaz here. And, you know, the stigma is still out there a little bit about mental health. But do you see it slowly starting to go away and people can openly talk about family members with mental issues or neighbors with mental issues or friends with mental issues?
Oh, absolutely. I just shared the story about how the sheriff's department called us. And so
that wouldn't have happened 5 or 6 years ago.
Right.
At all.
Right. Just because there was this whole different paradigm. And sometimes when people were having what we would refer to as an episode, they might have been acting incorrigible and bad behavior and would have been incarcerated for it.
Right.
And once again, we don't, you know, somebody breaks their leg and a bone's sticking out and you're bleeding, you have immediate compassion because you know they're in pain.
Right.
Because we can't see inside somebody's head, we often don't understand that what's being manifested is due to some other an illness.
Right.
So, yes, we're seeing that happen.
And especially, you know, when you see a kid in a store acting up, don't be in a hurry to say that parent is not taking care of that kid.
Oh.
Because sometimes that child could be autistic some other issue.
You know, you. I'm so glad you're celebrating, this awareness of autism, because I often say that, you know, I used to hear people go into a supermarket and go, you know, that old school talk, you know, that kid needs to be drug out and taken out to the car and whipped because for acting that way. And, you know, a 4-year-old with autism that maybe hasn't even been diagnosed walks into the store and there's the heat change, the fluorescent lighting, all the colorful displays of how they've met, all those external things are just the way this child is wired.
Yeah.
And noises. You know. They're looking at the wheels of carts all around them.
Yep.
And they're looking for, they see one thing that might bring them comfort, and you think that they're being spoiled because they grab onto that and they want it.
Right.
And what they're doing is trying to calm themselves down.
Sure. You know, we took my grandsons and my son-in-law, my son and his wife, my daughter-in-law, to the Ronald Reagan Museum a couple years ago at Christmas. And we were walking through there. My grandson was so excited because he was going to see Air Force One.
Right.
You know, he's like, Air Force One is here. Ronald Reagan's Air Force One. And by the way, it is very amazing if you've never been there. But there's a part of Vietnam. And you have to walk through that area to keep going through this museum. It took my daughter-in-law almost 30 minutes to get my grandson through that 20-foot, 25-foot area because of the noise. And so you don't know sometimes. And all we could do was stand on the other side and be patient, which is hard to do. But you've got to understand that not every kid is normal. Not every kid handles every situation the same. In a grocery store, it could have been a cart banging. It could have been someone dropping something and breaking glass. You don't know.
And the same thing with adults.
Yes.
You know, I'm a person that knows about, post-traumatic stress.
Right.
And when you just said that about the noises from Vietnam,
yeah.
You know, I understand that. That's part of my history. So
it hits everyone differently.
Yeah. So we just never know what's going on in the hearts of people. So that's why.
Or the brains.
Yeah. That's why, you know, there's one language that's always, universal, and that's kindness.
Yeah. And I think we're getting to the point now where we can almost hug everybody again.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. Yes, we need to have. There we go. We need a National Hugs Day.
Yeah. There you go, Chaz. Put that in your to-do list.
Okay, yeah. One more thing to do.
Yeah.
I'm like you.
Well, and I remember a year or so ago that, and I'm not picking on Donald Trump, but Donald Trump said, you know, we might not be able to shake hands again. Well, when I heard that, I thought, my dad just rolled over in his grave. My dad taught me how to shake hands firmly. And guys learn that at the age of 3 from their fathers.
Right.
We all have. And so a firm handshake with 2 people, I don't care if you haven't seen them in 3 days. It's still what guys do. And, I mean, that's why I carry a little vial of hand sanitizer in my pocket so that I can shake hands with Chaz. I can shake hands with the next guy. Now I throw it on the floor here.
I think it's a wonderful greeting.
Yeah, you know, it is. And you know, Terry Sponder, I can't shake her hand, but I'm going to give her a big hug.
Absolutely.
And so, because I'm taller than her boyfriend, so I hug her. And she goes, oh, finally someone tall. No, I'm kidding. If Keith DiLorenzo is listening, I would just joking, Keith, just joking.
Oh, yeah.
I said to him at the Corn Fest, I said, is your neck real sore? And he goes, no, why? I said, well, you're always looking up to Terry.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, we pick on our friends because we love them. But,
absolutely.
But, yeah, you know, the days of being kind to people and giving them that hug and that handshake, it's so refreshing.
Right.
And it's such a warm feeling for everybody.
Well, we're getting back to normal. I'm happy to see that there's the poker run happening with Kiwanis.
Yes.
And
this weekend.
Thank you. You wrote a wonderful thank you to everybody in the newspaper, the letter to the editors today.
Yep.
And I was very proud. I mean, you were just, you mentioned all the people that helped make it happen. And
yep.
That's a good thing to do.
For the Kiwanis Kids Expo last Saturday.
And, you know, yeah. Burl Barbecue's getting out there.
Yep.
And then this White Knight thing is happening with
Olivia
McCormick
yes.
and the Community Pride Advocates.
Yep, for the Gary Keith Park.
Yes, I just bought a table.
Did you? Ah, good. I need to go to that.
Yes. So
I probably need to serve.
Well, there you go. But that's okay. Yeah,
I can be a waiter.
That's where I met you a long time ago. I was serving at the celebrity dinner.
Yep.
And
Community Pride Advocates.
I went as the unknown celebrity. I had a bag over my head and a tuxedo. And then when they passed the mic around for everybody to introduce their table.
Yep.
I remember my table. Sean Hammond was at my table. Shireen and the people from the
Tom
from the Economic Development Journal,
yeah.
and Scarlett Berard, which was Lamar then. She now lives in Washington today, D.C. Today's her birthday. Happy birthday, Scarlett! I can't remember who else was there, but I remember you got the microphone to introduce your table, and then you got down on your knee and proposed to your wife.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And it was funny because I had my camera and I walked over to Joelle because she was at a different table, and I said, here, take my camera because something's going to happen at my table. Well, she's no dummy. She goes, you're gonna, and I walked away because I didn't want her to know, you know.
Yeah.
And so I have pictures of that because Joelle was using my camera while I was proposing.
That was a Community Pride event, I
yes.
believe. And then I remember when.
Remember where it was at?
It was at Sunridge
yeah.
Assisted Living.
When it was the Holiday Inn.
It was the Holiday Inn because we used to do the governor's luncheons there.
Yep.
So anyway, I'm excited about how the community is getting back to some normalcy.
Yes.
And that White Knight is going to be a big event.
Yes.
Man, I don't even know what day it is.
It's May 1st.
May 1st.
Yes.
So looking forward to that happening.
For tickets, you can call Olivia at 758-4500.
4500.
Yeah.
And,
everybody knows that number.
Yeah, get her at the realty office and Mojave Shred.
Yep, exactly. Let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more. I'll tell you why, because we want to tell everybody about Taos Harbor.
Yeah.
702-298-1063 if you have a question for Chaz.
Mojave Electric Cooperative has been working strong to complete our fiber optic project. We now have nearly 130,000 feet of fiber installed, and members are closer to receiving service from our partner, TWN, for the first phase of our fiber optic broadband internet service. Please continue to be patient as we work hard to complete this fiber network for our electrical system enhancements. And if you have any questions or would like to pre-register, please call 928-763-1100, option 0, to speak with our liaison.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Meet me at Lawman Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone.
You've seen the building on Silver Creek Road for years, but what all do they do at Legacy Rehab and Care Center? Well, the rehab area helps patients with physical, occupational, and speech therapy and gets them back on the road in no time. The care center is designed to help patients with skilled nursing and all the luxuries of home. Stop in sometime and take a tour. Get your questions answered. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road.
The Economic Development Journal of Mojave County continues promoting local businesses as it has done for the past 20 years. Read about economic growth, innovative ideas, and new services in Mojave County. You'll find informative articles in the Economic Development Journal, Mojave County's most unique read. Every month, the journal is placed in thousands of businesses and racks throughout the tri-state area. Get your business in the hands of the community with the Economic Development Journal. For more info, call 928-577-2540.
This public affairs moment is presented by ConventionofStates.com. Did you know that 9 senators and congressmen have occupied their seats for over 40 years? The solution lies in the power of the people. According to Article 5 of the Constitution, the people possess the power to call a convention of states to amend the Constitution to limit the power and jurisdiction of the federal government, impose fiscal restraints, and place term limits on federal officials. Basically, 34 states are needed to call the convention, and 38 states are enough to ratify the amendments proposed. In 2018, Forbes released a survey that revealed that only 1 in 3 Americans could pass the U.S. citizenship test, a test that many immigrants pass with ease. This is especially evident among our younger citizens. Well, you can't blame them. We have placed very little emphasis on the history of our nation or our government. We need to secure our future and the future of our children. Join the movement. For more information, visit ConventionofStates.com.
And Bobby Love.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you each and every day by Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. The locals and visitors take their pets there for a day, week, or longer. Vacations are no longer a problem, and they're working on a VIP area where you can check your phone every day and see your pet. How cool is that? Dog training's available, one-on-one or groups. So pick up your phone and call them, 754-3006, or stop by the end of Air Park by the airport. TWN Communications, yeah, they're partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to our community. So happy for this. I'll tell you, fiber-based technology ensures that you have access to faster speeds, keeping your home or your business connected. My favorite line for all of 2021. And yeah, you pre-register because they want to know what areas want it next. The first area they're going to do is Palo Verde Meadows, but where are they going next? So you need to pre-register at MojaveElectric.com/broadband, or you can call TWN at 888-227-2095. Or you can call locally, 763-1100, ask for Regina. She can do all that for you, you know. So that makes it real easy. We're also brought to you by Mojave Mortgage, Barron Services, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Arizona Comfort Solutions, Buy Me Love, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Walker Service Electric, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Mojave Electric Cooperative, and the Laughlin Outlet Mall. Back with Chaz Martinez here. And what about when people leave your facility? Are you hearing from family members or even from the person saying, Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. I get calls from I just recently got a call from a woman who wanted to let me know about her son, about how much better he was doing and how he was working with the resources out in the community. That's always very comforting. And I like to tell the story. I may have told it before, but I saw this man pull up in a car, and he got out. He had a walker, and he had his veteran's hat on. And he took some time to get into our lobby, and I said, sir, how can I help you, and thank you for your service. And he said he had a big old bucket of cookies. And he said, you know, my wife is now at Joshua Springs, but she is so much better since she came and she had to stay here at Talus Harbor Hospital. And he goes, and I just want to bring these cookies to the nurses. And so,
wow. So
that happens often. I had a woman that was spent some time with, she came back with her daughter, and they made brownies for the nurses. So
do you ever walk into your office and give a little cha-ching? Because that's the justification that everything you're doing in that building is working.
Well, yes, I'm very proud of how it's evolved. We've definitely had our challenges. Our brand new hospital starting up, it has a bunch of hoops, and we're still jumping through some of those challenges.
Yeah, everybody wants to approve everything, right?
Right, but here's the deal. I have to focus on the solution, not the problems, and the solution has always been that our community needed a hospital such as a Talus Harbor Behavioral Health Hospital.
Right.
And so I never lose sight of that, even when times are tough, and when we have some challenges. There's not a facility in there's not a hospital that doesn't have these type of challenges.
Right, exactly. Whether it be mental or medical.
Right. So if anybody out in your listening world has someone that they love or a friend or anyone that they think that they might be having some kind of behavioral health issue and that might need an assessment or to possibly come and stay with us or to get some advice or suggestion from our intake nurse, Brenda Parrish, they can call 404-6009. 404-6009. That's our referral and admission, and it goes directly to Brenda Parrish, our nurse intake.
Good. Well, and families need that, and people need it. And so don't be afraid to call and ask questions.
No, they call and ask questions. And, and many times what we find out is if we're not the match, we can refer them to another facility that would be best for them.
Right. Excellent. And that's amazing that's being done today, you know, that you can actually refer to other people and vice versa. You know,
right.
You get a call from somebody at another facility that says, I think you're a good fit for this guy
right.
or this woman or man or whatever.
And we're working closely with all the case managers at the different hospitals and with the ER personnel staff. And a big shout out to Chief Forrest. Taylor, he is, we have an agreement for transportation with them.
Oh, good.
So,
a bullet fire.
Right.
Yeah.
So he was very accommodating to show us what he could do for us and how he might be able to help us.
Good. Give the phone number one more time and the address.
It's 831 Landon Drive, that Talus Harbor Behavioral Health Hospital, and that number for referrals is 928-404-6009.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much, Chaz.
Thank you, Larry.
Have a super day.
You too.
Mr. Paul Lavoie's up next with Pastor Chad Garrison from Calvary Baptist Church. And I think Sam Scarmato might pop in there too. Have a great day, everybody. That's going to can it for the tuna. We'll see you Tuesday.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.